Sunday, Parshas Lech Lecha, Shir Beis, Masechtos Chasidus.
Your Rabbeisai, it's called a soft start. Does anyone need a pen? I got an extra one over here, a pen. It's a gel pen, it doesn't write so well, but here you go. Take this also while you're at it, just in case. It's called a soft start. We're going to start now. We're going to do our best. We haven't gotten into the meat and potatoes yet. The meat and potatoes is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos at the end of the Mishnah. We haven't started that yet. and we're going to do a little bit more of just trying to open up the sugi here. Beis Hashem with Siyata Deshmaya. And hopefully, come Tuesday, we're going to dive in. This is the right away. You're going to get into like the depths of Ksubis right here in the Mishnah itself. The Mishnah starts Besula Nisei Sliyoyim Arevi'i V'almona Liyoyim Achamishi Shepamayim B'Shabbos V'atedinim Yoishim B'Yorois V'yoyim Hasheni B'yoyim Achamishi Shemhoi Loi Tanis Besula Mayim Ashkim Lebezdin. Rabbi, say, I think in my life I've done this Mishnah over 400 times. I'm not positive, but I think. I know that I'm living a little longer than you, but I could say that for sure there are wintersmans that I learned this Mishnah over 100 times, without a question, in one wintersman. So this Mishnah, it's something that we can see over and over and over again, and trying to get it into our bones, the Mishnah, the Gemara. This Gemara is so hard. Gemara, it's not Lumdish hard, it's just like it stumbles. It's stumbling Gemara. It's stuttering the Gemara, trying to figure it out. The Mishnah says, "Besula nisses liyoyim arevi'i." Besula gets married to Wednesday, v'almana liyoyim achamishi, and amana to Thursday. Shepa amayim b'shabbes, 2 times a week. Bezdin, but the dinim yoshim b'yoros b'yom eshen b'yom achamishi. Shem hayolay tainas besula mayam ashkim lebezdin. Rabbi said there are two questions that scream out from this Mishnah. There are two questions that the Mishnah is screaming. Can anyone help me with those two questions? No. Two lumdish. I mean, there's lumdish questions. There's dicta questions. Two lumdish questions that the Mishnah is screaming the questions. Obvious questions. They're like just very simple, obvious, basic textbook questions on this Mishnah. Why not Sunday? That's one. Like, okay, you're telling me Besula gets married on Wednesday because of Pamayim B'Shabbos. If it's Pamayim B'Shabbos, why not Sunday? That's like an obvious question. Does anyone know who asked that question? The Gemara is going to ask that question. Another question. Why does Almana get married in Yom HaChamishi? You just told me the reason for Besula. You didn't tell me the reason for Almana. And then there's more detailed question. I'll ask you another question. Why is he going to Beis Din? Why does he have to go to Beis Din? Why can't he just call his lawyer. Rabbi, I would say, who also can double as his lawyer. Why can't he just go to his rabbi? Okay, good. We'll see a second.
He must only pay 100 check.
Okay, so let's get it clear. We spoke about this on Thursday, that there are two different outcomes, or two different, what's the word I'm looking for? Not fallouts, but something like that. Two different outcomes, I guess, of two different results of whether or not this woman's not a besula. One of them is the ksuba, that's mominous, and the other one is whether or not that she's usher to him. I would assume that if what we're interested in here is Isser, then you can go just speak to your Rav. What happens if a person has, he accidentally used a milchik spoon with a fleshik pan? Don't worry, I don't think we did it last night. But if someone would have done that, so then, what does he do? Does he go to Beis Din? I don't think he goes to Beis Din, he calls up his Rav. So unless the times are changed, and back in the day, so Beis Din is the place you used to go for your shilas. I don't know if they had, you know, shtut ravs. They didn't have telephones, and the rav was busy in Beis Din or something. I don't know, but usually I think Beis Din, I think of, you know, something that needs a Beis Din. What's that? Money. So is our Mishnah a money Mishnah, or is our Mishnah an Isser Mishnah? Is our Mishnah are both Mishnah? Okay, these are things that we're going to have to try to figure out. That's going to be affected by the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, which we're not going to see today, hopefully soon. Zokt Rashi, Besula Nisis Liyoyim Arvi, Takonis Chachomim Hi Shetinosei Berevi'i B'Shabes Kedem Afarish Taima. Let's pick apart this Rashi, Rabbi Say. Let's learn this Rashi like someone that really, feels that every single word of Rashi is precious. Besula Nisis Liyoyim Arvi, Takonis Chachomim chachomim hi. What's Rashi telling us? It's a takonis chachom and not
a
suggestion, or another word we use for it. We had another word also. Another word we had. Rambam's lashon. What?
Minhag,
not just a minig. A minig is a custom. It's a nice thing to do, or an etzah toiva. There's a different language in the achronim of what Rashi's perhaps being lafuke. This is a takonas chachamim. That means that this is something which is binding. Minhagim are nice suggestions I could keep in mind. This is takonas chachamim hi. Now the Rambam makes this even more of an important emphasis, because the Rambam, when he writes about almana, writes that almana is just minog chachamim. So therefore, this Mishnah actually does have mention of minig according to the Rambam. Where's the mention of minig? Almana. Aber besula takonas chachamim hi. Shatinasei birevi'i b'shabes. Our Mishnah says, Usuna says, Liyoim Haravi'i. Rashi changes it to Birevi'i, not Liyoim. I don't know what it even means exactly, Liyoim Haravi'i. I'm not sure exactly. Liyoim, the Achorim speak about that also. What does it mean? Liyoim, towards Yom Haravi'i, or on Yom Haravi'i. And Rashi says, Birevi'i b'Shabbos. We've performed this also in the Shir Klodim. Maybe Rashi is coming. Rashi leaves out one word. What's the word he leaves out? Yoim, and changes to Revi b'Shabbos. We discussed, can you get married on Tuesday nights? Is Rashi coming to address, because Yoim Revi sounds like
Wednesday.
But maybe Revi b'Shabbos would include Tuesday night. Does Tuesday night work, yes or no? That we'll have to see. Huh?
Does it go address to Rashi?
What do you mean?
In B'Sheni B'Chamishi, he says the reason why it's Wednesday day is because of...
Oh, maybe Tais Mesum will work at night also. We'd have to explain. We have to be creative. How does Tuesday night work with the Tainus Abesulim? We have to be creative.
It has to be a Wednesday night.
What?
It has to be a Wednesday night.
Because Tuesday night might end up having to be a Wednesday night because of, well, we said he could do anything he wants. If you get married on Monday night, it'd be a Wednesday night. But we're saying that if you get married Tuesday night, it could be that that actually would end up, because the ksuba is going to end up taking time. In other words, back in the day, weddings took a long time. If you get married at night, it could be that they're not going to end up having beer till Wednesday. Okay, we'll see. That was one thought we had in what Rashi's...
The takana should be getting married Tuesday night and beer on Wednesday night anyway. Even if you do get married...
Okay, so it's an interesting thing which Akiva's is bringing to the surface, which is important for us to realize. The takana, what is the... from what it seems in the Mishnah, what is the critical thing that we want to happen before Beis Din? The Maisa Bia. Is the Takana talking directly to the Maisa Bia, or is the Takana talking about the ceremony? The ceremony. Is there any Takana that you're supposed to have a Maisa Bia on Wednesday night? No. For whatever reason.
Usually
that's what happens.
Right.
But that is not the takana. So what happens if she falls ill after the wedding and there's no bia the night of the wedding? Do they have to wait a week or until the next Sunday or to the next Wednesday or something? Is there such a takana to do that? Is there any takana? Will you find anywhere in the text that a person has to wait till Wednesday night or the night before Beis Din have the bia? I don't think so. So we have to deal with the Chacham's Takana. And we can already bring this up now, because this is something that we bring up many times. Those of you that have been with us for a while should know this. There's two different... When the Chacham make a Takana, there's what we will call the Sivas HaTakana, and then there's what's called the Geder of the Takana. These are very, very important words. We have a way of saying it. We say it. There's the Bros State, and then there's the Farvos. Vos Farvos. This is very important you say this, my friends. Vos is what? Farvos is why? What did the Chachamim say? What was the Takonas Chachamim in our Mishnah? Married on Wednesday. Why? Because we want the beer to be Wednesday night. Vos, but so sometimes the vos and the farvos don't always work out exactly. So Chacham say get married Wednesday. What happens if you get married on? I'm sorry, get married on Wednesday. And what happens if they get married on Wednesday, and the bid doesn't end up happening on Wednesday night?
Wait till Sunday night.
Do they have to wait till Sunday night?
No.
No. The farvos wasn't taken care of. Okay, but the Chacham made a takana. There's a gedera to the takana, which means there's structure to the takana, and then there's the reason for the takana. Sometimes the reason didn't work out. It happens. Okay, that's a very good question. Why didn't the Chacham just make the takana, make the bid on Wednesday night? That we will leave for the moment, up to their close to infinite wisdom, why they do it that way. We could try to talk about it. We could come up with ideas. But Vos state, it says right here. The Vos is right here. Okay. So, it could be Rashi is telling us, the Takana was Rabbi B'Shabbos. Get married on Wednesday, Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, get married. I don't know, I'm not sure. It's interesting that Rashi changes it from Yom Revi'i to Revi'i B'Shabbos. Now I want to get to the last two words of Rashi, which are perhaps the most controversial of all the words that we've seen in Rashi so far. Kidem Mefaresh Taima. What does Rashi mean when he says those words? I'm pretty confident most of you just glossed over those words as if they were like nothing. These are very controversial words in Rashi.
The mission, man.
Okay, so there's a machlokes here. Who said shaktu? He said shaktu ishtal tanis b'chum. Let's start with Yitzib because that's the more obvious one. Those of us that seen the Mishnah knows that Yitzib says when this is mefarish time, it means the time that's written where in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah shim hayu loy tanis b'sulam hayu mashkim lebezdin. That's the timer. What's the problem with that pshat?
Then there are three words extra in Rashi.
What's the problem with that pshat?
Five words,
actually. What was that? No, okay, that's a Gemara's question. But there's a problem with saying that that's what Rashi means. The Mishnah says it. You don't have to tell me. What is Rashi saying? Rashi does that. I never saw that in Rashi. The time is in the Mishnah. It's in the Mishnah.
And Rashi also says Shabbos, and it says in the Mishnah.
That's kidding me. Farish timer. The Gemara, the Mishnah tells you the timer, right? Like it says the reason. Of course, like it says the reason. It says the reason. What is that? What is that? The Achronim say this taina. See, Rashi cannot mean what Yitzi said, because what's mefarish timer? What does that mean? Rashi never tells you. The reason, like it says the reason. The reason it says it's right in front of you. Rashi's always coming to tell you if it would be a reason that's somewhere else. So I understand. Rashi's coming to say, oh, you don't get it. Oh, somewhere else will get their reason.
When is it taking the fire tomorrow?
Good, hold on. Good. So comes along a key, right? Says a key, that's not what Rashi means. Rashi means can a fire time of a Gemara? The Gemara says another reason. The reason of shaktu. Hold on. Let's just say it. Because the Gemara asks the question. Hold your thought. Gemara asks the question. Very nice. Tainis besulim, but Bezdin sits on 2 days. So why do you have to get married on Wednesday? Why can't you just get married on
Sunday?
That's the Gemara's question. Get married on Sunday. Says the Gemara. Oh, I have another reason. A second reason for this, which is the reason of shaktu chacham atkonos b'nei Yisrael. What does shaktu mean? Anyone saw the little
diligent?
Concerned. They emphasized they were concerned, they were diligent about b'nei Yisrael. They have to have a nice chasanus. Okay, I don't know how you can how you could shtim this with the takana chasanus that are. You know, I'm not again. That's for the next convention, but that's. But you have to have nice chasanos. We want them to have nice. They're gonna marry on Sunday, and the guy's gonna be running. He's not gonna be daft to zayin. Shaktu chacham to kanas benois Yisrael. They should have nice weddings. Hold on a second. I just want to get it out, and then we'll. So says Akiva. Rashi is by warning. Is by burning that question. Can a mefarish give time? I'll shock to. That's what Rashi means to say. Time I'll shock to. Because Rashi's bavarning, this time of our Mishnah is not enough. Rashi says, don't worry, you don't get it? Okay, Mefarish Taima.
Why does Rashi explain? Rashi's explaining on Yom Rabi. He's not explaining
on Sunday.
Okay, okay, hold on. Okay, so we could ask the question in many different ways. Everyone's asked the same question. But I want to ask the question like this, which someone said before. Rashi should say, can Mefarish Taima be Gemara? Or Rashi, this is a Gemara. The Gemara is, Rashi is bavorning a kash in the Gemara. Can a farish taimo? Where? What? What's the problem? You mean you have a kasha? So tell me what the kasha is. What? Can a farish taimo? It's so open ended. You're right. It's strange. So I don't get either pshat. I don't understand anyone. Does it mean the Mishnah? So then, wait, what are you saying to Rashi Taima for? It says it in the Mishnah already. And if it means the Gemara, Rashi should say it. If Rashi Taima Gemara, tell me what the Kash is. Right. What Rashi should say the Valentine. Vim Taima, do not say Biria. If Rashi Taima Gemara, the Gemara tells us. But Rashi doesn't even say that. It doesn't tell us what he's bavarding. Nothing. Strange.
Rashi asked the last Rashi.
Very good. We're going to get to it. If you look, we didn't see that yet. Rashi, the last Mishnah, actually asked the Kasha. And he says, can the Farish be Gemara? So I reject Akiva's pshat with full force. You meant to say that it's not like this, right? You meant to agree with Akiva or disagree with Akiva? Yeah. I reject Akiva's pshat with full force. Not Akiva. This pshat, it's not his own pshat. I saw the Achronim say his pshat. Because they have a compelling kasha on Yitzi's pshat. How can it be Mefarish Taima? What is going on? What do you have to tell? What did you tell me? A time that's in the Mishnah. Loi Matzinu, anywhere, aside from this Mishnah, the Rashi says Mefarish Taima in a Mishnah. What's going on over here? So we're stuck. We're stuck, my friends. So I'm going to tell you one pshat, which it's just one pshat. There's another pshat, which we'll see later on, maybe. But we said one pshat in the Shir Klali. As you listen. Is that we connect this Rashi, this end of the Rashi, the beginning of the Rashi. Rashi wants it to be Takonas Chachomim. Rashi says this is a Takonas Chachomim. Kinim Mefarish Taima. Rashi's bavarning, it's not just a minig. Why does an almana get married on Yom HaChamishi? Bracha. Nice, sweet. Okay, that's a minig. But why does a besul get married on Mervi? She's got a real takonas chachomim he kinim farish time in the Mishnah. He doesn't mean that he's coming to tell you what the reason is. You can see he's coming to explain to you how do I know it's takonas chachomim? Takonas chachomim he shatinas mivishas kinim farish time. It's a takonas chachomim like it says the Mishnah. You understand what I'm saying? Like the Ram.
Like the Ram. Rashi of the Kasha of the Kana.
Rashi's coming to explain how do I know that this is really a Takonas Chachamim and not just a minig? Because look, because this is a serious reason to get married on Yom Rivi. This is not it's not just like a sweetie, you know, oh, that's so beautiful, we get married on the same day as the both. And a Chanami, that's true. That's the Gemara's question. But we just explained that whatever is going on is Takonas Chachamim. Maybe. We'll say another Pshat Beis Hashem Behemshech, but for now, Zokt Rashi Vayter Shepamayim B'Shabbes Abesula Koi. This reason only works for Besula. This reason doesn't work for Amana. This Pamayim B'Shabbes thing, it's only going on Besula. Says Rashi B'Shem Rechamishi, Achas Me'eser Takonois Shatikein Ezra B'Babakama B'Perik Meruba Mefarish L'Kulhu. Also an interesting Rashi. Interesting Rashi. I don't know if it would get as much attention if it wasn't like right in the beginning of this man, but it's going to get it now anyway. Achas me Ezra takonos. This is one of the 10 takonos that Ezra made in Baba Kama. And if you look in Baba Kama, I'll explain all of them to you. Like, what do I care about the other ones over here? Like, what? You want to know all of them? Look over there. What do I have to know? If you want to know all of them, Kinnam Farish Lakul, you get all of them over there. Is that relevant for us right now? Nothing to do with it. Stuff. So Rabbi said, let's clear a chakira. I was by Michal Shurkin in Shir and he cleared the following chakira. Ready? Just for fun. Yesh lachko. What happens if you write in a shtar, like two different acquisitions in a shtar, and one of them doesn't work? Or let's say you say Eidos about two different things, and one of your edus doesn't work. There's a concept called edus shebatla miktsasa batla kula, which means once part of your edus is out, the whole edus is out. Once part of a shtar is out, shtar shebatla miktsasa batla kula. Let me ask you a question. When Ezra made these 10 takonos at once, well, I would assume he made them at once, would you say that they're all like all for one and one for all? And if you knock off one takana, then you lose all of them? Or would you say these are 10 separate takanas? Each one is its own thing. 10 separate. Who said 10 separate?
10 separate.
If they're 10 separate takanas, then I don't really care what the other takanas are because they don't make any difference to me right here. I'm learning about this sugya right here, right now. I don't, it's irrelevant to me, the other ones. But what does he have to tell the Gemara's over there is explaining all of them? Who cares if they explain them or don't explain them? What does that have to do with us?
He should say
this is Achas Me'esra Takana Shatikin Ezra Baba Kama.
We'll have a different
but Baba Kama is one of the 10. You want to know what the other ones are? This has nothing to do with me. Yeah. So what? Okay, listen. Rashi says Mefarish Lekulu. Maybe what Rashi's saying is these 10 takanas are all interconnected.
If one of them doesn't work,
the other don't work. So
well, we don't have Bezdin on Thursday. We still have the other one.
Ooh, so now we have to figure out. So in other words, do we have the takana of Ezra that Bezdin sits on Monday and Thursday anymore? No. Is that takana batel? Is it still around? I don't know. I mean, we don't sit only on Mondays and Thursdays anymore. So now maybe all the takanas are out, or maybe not. That we have to figure out. Maybe, says Ramichal Shurkin, that's what Rashi is coming to do. He's coming to bind all of the takanas together.
They have different reasons. What does that have to do with each other?
Because when a person says Eidos about two totally separate things, if he says that at once, Eidos Shabbat L'Miktsasa, but look cool. You have a shtar, it's about two different things. You put it in one shtar.
And he did 10 takanas, so...
If he made the 10 takanas together, then maybe you have to know. But if he did it together, it's the same way. Shtar one has a good reason it doesn't work, but it's all one shtar. Whether the Eidos part, but if you put it all together, I don't know.
He wasn't packing them all together.
Very complicated. There's all different types of ways of. It's very complicated, but we'll leave it alone for now. Okay.
It's a thought.
I want you to hold this thought. I'm right now planting seeds for a week from now, a month from now, 2 months from now. These are all things that are going to crop up eventually. We have to see, is Takanas Ezra batel bizman hazeh? Is it not batel? What exactly? All these, we'll get there, basically.
Not all of them. Rakar said today said it's not.
What?
Rakar today said it's not.
It's not batel.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see.
This whole case wouldn't be negay right now, anyways.
Right.
We don't have 12 months there, so how do you say it's batel?
Right. No, the question is the Takana of Ezra batel.
You're saying it's batel all the time. Maybe it's not.
No, Bezdin is batel. Does Bezdin only sit Mondays and Thursdays?
No, but we still should call it.
Is it what they do or they don't? Right. Let's see. Rabbi Sai, hold these thoughts. Try to commit them to memory, and Beis Hashem, we're going to get back. Continues Rashi. Rashi says, "Lekach tiknu shetinase berevi shim hayolaitanis besulim yashkem lebezdin." This is why he wanted to get married on Wednesday, because if he has tanis besulim, he'll come to Bezdin early. Boid kasoy olav when he's still furious. If there's hours between, yeshloch Hashem yispayes. Maybe she's going to calm him down. She's going to appease him, and he's going to calm down. V'kaimena, bad news. He's going to be mekayim her. What does that mean, mekayim her? Keep her. V'shema yizinza tachto. Rashi didn't explain. So what's the wrong with him keeping her? Maybe v'nesu alav. So Rashi tells us clearly, what are we worried about that we're making this takana? The money? No. If he wants to forgive the money, it's his prerogative to say, you know what, I don't care, I'll give you the money anyway. But we're worried. Shemei's in Satachta v'nesra alav. Maybe she's usher to him. Because she was zinsa tachtav. Those are two very important words. Zinsa tachtav. Zinsa as opposed to what? Zinsa as opposed. No. Supposed to ones. Zinsa means she did it willingly. And tachtav means she did it while they were engaged. If she did it and it wasn't willingly, she's not usher. If it happened before they were engaged, she's not usher. So it might be mekach tois, it might be there's no ksuba, but is our ksuba, is our takana because of the money? No, it's because of the Isser. And it's only Nesra Lov if it's Zinsa Tachtov. The Nesra Lov. Kidi Alfinon. Mivinistera Vihinitma. Now that's interesting. If someone would ask you, after you saw this Rashi, what is the makar that someone is mezaneh under her husband is usher? What would you say from this Rashi? Ninistra v'hinitma. I want to look up those psukim and see, is that really the makar? What is this pasuk? Interesting choice of psukim. These are nuances in Rashi. It's an interesting point. Let's look up that pasuk when we get a chance. Umitoch sheyavoy lebezdin. Everybody say, write down that horror. Umitoch sheyavoy lebezdin. And because you're coming to Bezdin, Yisbarer Hadavar. So is it going to help that he walks into Bezdin and says, my friends, there's Tainus Besulim over here? No. Yisbarer Hadavar, Kishiyotza HaKol, Shema Yavoyu Eidim. Now why is it not enough that he walks in and says, look, I spent the night with my wife and she's not a Besula.
What does that do? That's not how it
says word versus word.
You need the agent to follow the
how do you know she was not
like Rashi explained?
Why do we know? Why do we?
How do you know that trapped them?
So the answer is because we will have a sveka. This is very important. Maybe he's saying, I know she's not a Besula. Okay. But was she Mizaneh? Or maybe she was an Inus. And even if she was Mizaneh, maybe it wasn't Tachtav. That's a Svek Sveka. What's the din of Svek Sveka? Lakula. If it would be only one Safek, if he walks into Bezdin and says, listen, this woman's not a Besula, we would tell him, okay, stay away. But it's a Svek Sveka. What's the Svek Sveka? Maybe it was into, maybe not, maybe it's Tachtav, maybe it wasn't Tachtav.
But it's only if you can't find out.
Oh, so now he comes to Bezdin. And it's Shema Mitoch Sheyavoyu Mitoch Sheyavoyu Lebezdin Yisbarer Hadavar. How? Edim will come. Kol will go out and Yavo Edim. Shema Yavo Edim Gemara Parach V'tinase Be'achad V'Shabbos. The Gemara says, if that's the whole reason, so why can't you just get married on Sunday? You got the same thing. Next day you go to Bezdin. What does the Gemara answer? Shachtu. So I basically, I want to get it clear.
Does she not have a voice here in this Mishnah?
Oh, why does she not have a voice?
She's not saying
what
the real story
is. Wait, well, okay, so you have to know, like,
you're like one of the niggas.
When it comes to Mamain and Isser, she has more voice in Mamain than Isser. I'll explain to you why. When it comes to Mamain, so in other words, if he says, I don't want to pay you, so she can claim back, perhaps, you do owe me the money. You don't. And then, what would be the din on Mamon? We'll have to see. What's the normal halacha of Mamon? Who's the moitz? Who's not? Hold on a second. When it comes to Isser, we have a concept called Shavya Anafsha Chaticha de Isura. We're gonna have to wait till Daf Tes to see this. This is a major sugya, the Daf Tes. Shavya Anafsha Chaticha de Isura, which means if he walks in and says this woman wasn't a Besula, we don't really care what she says. Hold on. We don't really care what she says. Why? Because if he says that she's usser, he's basically saying, I think she's usser. If I think she's usser, shavya anafshe, he's making on himself her usser. Let's say a person walks in and says, this meat is treif. And so other people say, no, it's kosher. I'm telling you it's treif. That person can't eat it. Shavya anafshe, chaticha di isura. So if he says she's not a besula, we don't really care what she says as far as the money is concerned. So then that's going to have a machloikis and then they can talk about it. He says, she said. As far as the isra, if he's saying, listen folks, I'm telling you she's usher to me.
How can he do that if he has a
chayt
to her?
So those are two different things. Now he might have the chayt, but now he has an isra.
How can he leave him to make him
okay, we have to know how does Shavya Anafsha Chaticha Yisroel work? That we'll have to see how that works. Is it Nemanis? Is it not Nemanis? That's a huge sugya on Daf Tes. It's
really
very exciting. It's probably the most fleshiga sugya that we're going to learn this man is Shavya Anafsha. But we're not there yet. But Akhopanim, what's going on over here is he comes in, but he's not making Asr. Because he's not saying that she's Asr. He's just saying one thing. She's not a Besula. Is that Asr? No, why not? Svek Sveka. Zinsa Tachtov. So therefore, we need. So, but we want it to come in because Yisbarer Hadavar. Shema mitoch shavu the bezdin yotze hakol shema yavo edim. Right. That we'll see. Okay. Ugamara parach Tuesday beis Hashem. Tinase be'echad b'Shabbos. What's the Gemara's answer? Why you don't get married on Sunday? Shaktu. So I want to get it clear. Tainus besulim. Who are we coming to help with tainus besulim? Who are we coming to help? What? Protecting him, Pashtus. She might be this louse of a woman, and she might have done something very, very inappropriate. We want to protect him, right? That he can come to Bezdin. Ba'oid kaso alaf. Shaktu, who is that coming to assist? A woman. Shaktu chachaman takanois b'nois Yisrael. So it's a very funny takana. It's like half for him, half for her. Who is this takana really for? Who did the chacham get up and say, okay, we need... Where would you put the emphasis in takana? It seems to be a machloikas rishayim. Listen to this. Okay? Here goes.
Technically two different takanas.
Oh, we'll have to see. Is it two takanas? Is it two takanas? I don't know. We'll see. Is it two takanas? Is it one takana? That's going to be also a big shiloh. But we'll see. Let's start over here. Let's vows. Tosis says. The second Tosis Nisis. Ha deloik tani noisenes abasula. Kumayish mekadesh. Ask Tosis a question. Why doesn't it say Noisin Esa Besula? Kmo Yish Mekadesh, like it says Yish Mekadesh. Lefi Sha'ato Mekatzer Yoiser. Because Besula Nisus is shorter. Why doesn't it say Noisin Esa Besula? Kmo Yish Mekadesh. Everybody say, why should it say Noisin Esa Besula? Why should it say Noisin Esa Besula? Why doesn't it say, what's wrong with saying Besula Nisis? Daniel, what do you say? Help me out. Oh, Daniel, because it's the same way. I mean, in Kedushin it says Ish Mekadesh. Also says Ish Niknis. The Gemara. Oh, this is familiar.
We give a reason for.
Did anyone else ask this question? Close. The Gemara in Kedushin asked this question, my friends. This question is the Gemara in Kedushin asked this question. So is Tosis asking the same question as the Gemara in Kedushin? The Gemara in Kedushin says, I don't get it. Sometimes you say Ish Mekadesh. Sometimes you say Isha Niknes. You're talking about the man, you're talking about the woman. Would you make up your mind already? That's basically what Daniel's saying. He's saying, look, it says over there Ish Mekadesh. So you're obviously going after the man. That's the reason. But that's the Gemara in Kedushin's question. That, good. The Rosh asked the question that way. Tosis does not ask the question that way. The Rosh says, listen. The Gemara in Kedushin asks, be consistent. Says the Shita, that's not Tosis' question. Tosis is asking a different question. Tosis' question is, our takana is for the man. If the takana is for the man, then talk about the man. Don't say, oh, Basula gets married. It's because the takana is for the man, say, the man marries a besula. Because that's the... I'm going to read you the Lashon. This is the sheet that we gave out on... gave it out on Thursday. I'll read you the Lashon. It's in the first column, around 7 lines up. The Iker Kushyasam Zal. Here it goes. You don't have to see it inside. If you don't have it, just listen. The Iker Kushyasam Zal. The Kivon Demasni... The Taima Demasni Son. Mishum da ayla tainus besulim ayamashkim the bezdin alma de mishum di day shlo yeh be isur imo kol yomim avdi rabbanan takanta. Who's the takana for? For him, hilchoch havelay lemisne noisin es a besula litlois es a inyan b'di day. Talk about him. It's for him. So talk to him. You marry. Mary Basula.
She's also going to be living with Bisser, and she's all when he gets 100, she's losing 100. So technically, it counts for both of them. There's two sides.
Pardon me for saying this. She's a witch. Okay? She was Mazana. She's gonna, you know, she, we'd rather her.
I mean, with Suffolk.
We want to get this woman punished. Yeah, but I'm saying if she did something wrong,
right? If
she's the problem, we know she lives the Bisser. There's a saying in as a pasuk, Haliteini l'Rusha v'Yomus. Give it to a Russia and let him die. I'll just go ahead. You want to live your whole life in this? You cause this poor guy. He's like this innocent guy. He's like his wife. He's like tells his wife, "I don't think you were Basula." No, I really was. You know, blah, blah, blah. Okay, sweetie. Okay, fine. And then the poor guy lives up. He's getting up to Shemaim. He's like, "Your whole life was this, sir." Oh. So this is, but this is the pshat of the sheet. Hold on, sheet this pshat. Who's the takana for? For him. If you look across the aisle. There's another Shita. Shita Mekubetzis. Now, the interesting thing is they're missing the words right before, and it's three lines from the bottom. We're going to go right to the bottom. And the Shita gives another answer to Tosis' Kasha. Tosis says three Tirutzim. Shita says another answer. And it's Chaser right before, and so we're missing it. Very, very important words. Says Shita, V'hacha loik tani noisin es abesula. You want to know why it doesn't say noisin es abesula over here? Should I tell you why? Tosis gave us three reasons. He's going to give us another. Mishum de'ikar hatakona litoy alta. The main takona was for who? For her. We care about the witch? No. No. Kidem efarish begimora shaktu chachomim al takonois benois Yisrael. Says that the Shita. The main takana, look at this, because of the shaktu. Shaktu chacham takana is benois Yisrael. This is for her. So that's why it says besula nises. This is so. It sounds to me almost like there's a machlokes here in two shitas, and it's okay. Shita mekubetzes. The word mekubetzes means he's gathering many shitas. You don't have a problem with a steer and a shita. There's no such thing. That's very amateur. Shitas can just gathering stuff together. That's what he's there for. It's like having a machlokes and a koivitz. It sounds like he's saying, is the main takana because of what? Tainis besulim, or is the main takana because of what? Shaktu. If it's because of Tainis Basulim, then who's it for? For him. If it's because of Shaktu, it's because of her. That's what it sounds like to me. I don't know. What? And it could be that it's going to affect what we're about to see in a minute. Yeah.
Why are we so focused over here on whether it's for him or whether it's for her? It seems like the point of the mission is telling when they get married.
Okay, but are we going to say, you marry a Basula? It's all a question of grammar. It's just a question of grammar. We have to talk to him or to her. So who are you going to talk to? If the Tekan is for him, talk to him. If the Tekan is for her, you talk to her. It's just a question of grammar.
When they're getting married, the Yemer Vivian.
I understand that, but you either have to speak male or female. You can't speak, we don't live in that type of world where it's multi-gender or whatever it's called. I don't know, that gender neutral. We don't do gender neutral. It doesn't exist. So therefore, it's got to be either him or her. So who are you going to talk to? If the cut is for him, talk to him. If the cut is for her, talk to her.
Rabbi, if Tysus' question is like what the Shita says, it's very interesting that Tysus is bringing a riot from Kedushin.
Yeah, so what the Shita says, from the fact that Tois doesn't bring the Gemara, right? So that would imply that he doesn't mean to ask the same question over there, but it is interesting that's what Daniel pointed out. Yeah, that is interesting. Okay, my friends, let's move on a little bit. I just want to see the next Toises for a second, because we want to get this, do this Toises. This is V'Yoyim HaRavi, V'Loi V'Leil Chamishi. Oh, we didn't finish the Toises. Let's finish all the answers of Toises. Well, first answer is Mekatzi Yoytze. V'Oi, D'Ton HaHachi, Hav Amin HaFilu Bal Korcha. Oh, we got a lot of work to do over here. Filu Bal Korcha. K'demashani Gabi HaDeparach L'Shni Ish Koyneh. That's the answer that we have over there. The answer in the Gemara Kedushin is if it would say Ish Koine, I would think Bal Korcha. So how does it say Ha'ish Mekadish? What?
Because
Because when it says Nisha Nignis, so Frechter Achroinim. So then what's the problem with saying Bezula in this? You already told me. It says already Isha Nignis. So the Achroinim, let's go over again. Hold that, you just got to hold that. The Achroinim over here seem to be going through a process. I want to explain again. Did we ever have a Havamina that Kiddushin can be Baal Karcha? Yes. Yes. Did we dispel that Havamina?
Yes.
Yes. How do we dispel it? By writing the words? Isha Niknas. Do we have a Havamina that Nesuin can be Baal Karcha? Yes. Did we dispel that Havamina?
Yeah.
We're dispelling it here. I asked that question, but why don't we dispel it already over there? You told me Kedushin can't be Baal Karcha. So if Kedushin can't be Baal Karcha, how could you think Nisun could be Baal Karcha? Once you told me Kedushin can't be Baal Karcha, so then you're ready to dispel that Avamina. So why would I think over here, why can't the same way I have the ability to write Ha'ish Mekadesh and I'm not worried, I should be able to write Nois Nes Ebesul and not be worried?
Hey, what if you want
to
back out Kedushin? Cold feet, that's it.
Again, but we already see from the Mishnah over there in Kiddushin that you could do a Baal Karcha. So there's two different answers to this question. Listen to my nuance. Listen to my, there's two answers. One answer is they're saying over here is as follows. Kiddushin is not the same thing. Sure, they're both in the realm of Ishus, but would you say Hagbah and Meshicha are the same thing? Or would you say Chatzer and Dal Ramas? They're similar, but maybe one works Baal Karcha and one doesn't. There's Kiddushin and Nisuin, and they're not necessarily the same. Am I saying it properly? Is that what you meant to say?
I was writing about it. Basically, the idea is that you can't go just because he's sort of almost married to her. It doesn't mean you can just grab her and just do whatever.
Okay, but I'm listen to carefully the way that I'm saying it. What I'm saying is Kiddushin and Nisuin are two stages in marriage. Just because you could do one stage Baal Karcha doesn't mean you could do the other stage Baal Karcha. Just because you can't do one stage Baal Karcha doesn't mean that you can't do the other stage Baal Karcha. We're saying we have dispelled, you cannot do Kiddushin Baal Karcha. How do I know you can't do Kiddushin Baal Karcha? Can you do Nisuin Baal Karcha? Maybe. What do you mean? I showed you can't do Kiddushin Baal Karcha. But just because you can't do Kiddushin Baal Karcha doesn't mean you can't do Nisuin Baal Karcha. There are two separate stages in this marriage. Stage one. Maybe one works Baal Karcha, the other one doesn't. I don't know. That's one way of answering this question. That's what it sounds like to me from the Marashal. The Shita says something else. And listen to the nuanced difference of the Shita. The Shita says, even if you can't do Kiddushin Baal Karcha, maybe you could do Nisuin against her will. Even if you can't do Kiddushin Baal Karcha, you could do Nisuin against her will. Why did I change the words? Because maybe once she agrees to Kiddushin, what is she in essence agreeing to? Nisuin as well. Is there any point in doing Kiddushin without Nisuin? No. So Nichlal, included in the Das that she gave for Kiddushin was what? She committed herself already. She locked into Nisuin. So you know, now she says she doesn't want, let me ask you a question. Let's say they're married already, and it's like 3 days later, and she goes, I changed my mind. Can she say, oh, I don't want. Too late. Too late. So if she committed to Kiddushin, she committed to Nisuin. She's locked. I might have thought she's locked in for Nisuin already. Because her das for Kiddushin is das for Nisuin. Kiddushin is, in the very essence, its very core, is a stepping stone towards Nisuin. So it's not that there's like two different things that are going on over here. This is all part of one process. It's not even one and two. It's part A, part B.
Now what does it matter if anything happens in between?
Right. That's why you chayv misa zinta tachtov. She's zinta. If she's zinta before it happens or after it happens, either way, she's going to be chayv misa. So maybe that's called having. That's called that you already have das. comes our Mishnah and says, no, you can't do a Baal Karcha. I had a Havim, you can do a Baal Karcha because I already had the Das. So what's the Maskana? I'm not sure. Maybe the Maskana is, it's not true. There's two different parts. It's part one, part two. It's not part A, part B. It's two different things. Or maybe the Maskana of the Gemara is, you're right, she gave Das already. But what chuppah means, when you marry a woman, that means that you have a relationship. If you're going to grab her and schlep her into your house, you're not doing chuppah. That's not chuppah.
Huh?
What?
Before it's earned to the suing, you have to hold the yavis. The condition is...
Like, so you have to get married.
That what?
The condition for a second chance. The reason why condition will at the end.
Chuppah v'kiddushin? Oh, because you're messing up the first time already. I got it. Yeah. Very good. A kitzer, that's not called chuppah. A chuppah without consent is not chuppah. Marriage is the two of us are getting together. We're not getting together right now. You're right, we did kiddushin, and she had das to do the nisuin, and she committed to doing the nisuin, and she has to do the nisuin, but lamaisa, this is not nisuin. This is not nisuin. She's kicking and screaming, and he's pulling her into the house.
Why is it after kiddushin?
What?
Why does it matter before the kicking is before the kiddushin or after?
No, you mean before the chuppah, you mean?
Yeah.
It doesn't. After the chuppah, it's also not nisuin, but the nisuin has already been done.
Right?
No, there was nisuin. Let's say they agreed to get married, and they went to the chuppah and they're married. 3 days later, she says, I don't want to be married. The chanami. It's not, that wouldn't be a maisa of nisuin, but la maisa. The nisuin has been consummated. The maisa nisuin happened with the consent. The consent is the lashon of the Rambam is who v'hi roitzim machnisa lebeisa v'tia ishto. They have to both want. That's called marriage. Marriage. If you ask goyim, forget about goyim. If a man grabs a woman and says we're married, is that what are they going to say? Buddy, you're not. That's not marriage. That's kidnapping, right? So koyde matan Torah, we only did chuppah. Achor matan Torah, mechadish also kedushin, but you can't you can't grab her even if she agreed 3 days ago, right? Even if she contractually agreed, even if she committed herself. But the fact is, right now this is not called starting your life together. This is called kidnapping. She agreed, she contractually agreed, and she committed herself and all that stuff. But it's just not happening. It's just not happening. If she's dead, you can't make her marry you. She's not consenting. You're not married. Okay, let's keep going. Says Tosfos, "V'oy dehasa makro koy ki kachishisha yomervi v'lo belel chamishi kedam perek basa denida the lek aksuv v'dolorim v'batigur v'koshchi demiasa nisun belel hey the kalamecha sheyitrod minisun aksuv v'lo yivos." Says Tosfos, "You can't get married on Wednesday night at night because then it's going to be some concept called lek aksuv v'dolorim v'batigur. What does that mean?" That has no ksuba, that has no problems. What are the problems with the ksuba? So I will tell you the way that it's used today, nowadays people use it, is that everyone always, there's always a mistake in the ksuba. And being someone that writes ksubas, it's very stressful. I can't explain it to you why 100%, it just is. And there's always problems. I've been at chasanas where the Masada Kedushin had to rewrite the entire ksuba by hand. Because he messed up and he was going oilam, talking about one of the biggest Rosh Hashivas of our generation. He was able to write it by hand. He wrote the whole ksuva by hand. Because there's always problems. He spelled this wrong, he spelled that wrong, you didn't write the numbers right, you didn't this. So that's the way, when you get married, the Messiah Kedushin will tell you to bring at least two, maybe three ksuvas. Just in case the first one doesn't go well, the second one doesn't go well. I was one time at a Messiah Kedushin at a wedding, and the chassan asked me to allow his grandfather to write the ksuva, because he was a rav. And the ksuba was Pusel Nidiraisa. and my ride got me there late. I was in a rush because he's writing the ksuba. I got there during the Badekin. I'm furiously writing over the ksuba again because the ksuba was Pusel Nidiraisa. He decided, he said, he wrote the name one way on top. He said, I want to write a little different on the bottom just because it should, just change things up a little. Like, change things up? What are you doing? What is that? The bottom line is the most important line. Anyway, Kitzer, everything worked out. But that, I don't think, is what Tosfos means. This, I think Tosfos means there's a fight. There's a fight going on over here. What's the fight?
Negotiations.
Negotiations. Apparently, they negotiated the night of the wedding is when the negotiations happen. Nowadays, we negotiate before they start dating. Everything is like already in place. Okay, how many years? What? The night of the wedding is like, okay, how much are you writing the ksuba? 200 zuz. 200 zuz? What are you talking about? My son? 200 zuz? No way. 1,000 zuz. 1,000 zuz. Nah. 700. They're sitting there the whole night. They're like, this and that and this. And it's mashed that way also because Tosfos says, hey, for sure if you do it late at night, because now there's a lot of stress. It's like late, come on, let's go. It's like now they're going to start fighting. It's going to be explosive. Forget it. The whole thing's going to go to pot.
I guess that's the way they used to do it. Considered one big process.
I don't know. Okay, we're a little late. Bez Hashem, we usually don't have shit tomorrow. Tomorrow we have to do the shit in the Kubetzes. We'll do a quick Bez Hashem and a hot right there.
Sure. Avi, are you coming?